host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we are presented today by our friends at Impact Media. Stand up, guys. No, not actually stand up. Just saying you guys are stand up guys. Getting awkward around here. Anyway, so much I want to get to, so much fun stuff that we do want to talk about. I mean, God, you guys should be as excited as we are. Jaguars won a game. Not like it's so far-fetched that, man, we'll never see this again, but no, they won a game they were supposed to win. They've been so close in a lot of games that people didn't think they were going to win. A lot of people thought they still weren't going to win this one, but guess what? They won this one. No idea why that's starting up.
It's funny because it's true.
Exactly. No, so much we do want to get to. I do want to talk about the big win over Baltimore. I'll give you the three keys to victory over I don't understand why it says Texans on all the stuff. It's supposed to say Titans, but I will get right on editing that. Not sure why it says all that. That's kind of it's. Kind of weird. Anyway, on to the show. Like I said, there was the big win over Baltimore over the weekend. The 54-yard field goal as time expired by Mr. Myers, who a lot of people say he was kicking for his job. I don't quite know about that. I know they brought in some people, but I think it was just more like the fire under him. Myers, I'm okay with you, man. I think a lot of fans are, too. You're growing on people, and you're young, man. We know you're going to miss things here and there. Not personal, but we've had kickers before that miss kicks a lot, a handful of times. It's going to happen. But you've grown. You've done well. We'll work on some of the other things. But, hey, you hit the big kick. And now the NFL officials are coming out and saying the final play shouldn't have happened. The left tackle, was it? Is that? Yeah, because obviously Elmas Dumervil was flagged for the face mask penalty. It was just stupid. That's exactly what it is. Elvis, you're listening. That was stupid, and you know it. See if I can find. They were saying when they rewatched the play, it appears that left tackle Luke was still coming into his stance, supposedly, when the ball was snapped. Hey, I didn't see it. The many times they screwed over teams that deserved to win. How about this time, the break coming to the good guys? So, they can't go back and redo the game. They can't go back and fix it. They can't go back and do that kind of stuff. Win's a win. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, I guess you can just think this.
Missed it by that much.
Yep. Jaguars win, though. Bortles, he threw 22 completions, had 45 passes. They were behind for part of the game. We'll work on the better than, that's right at 49%, 48%. I'd like that a little higher. We'll work on that. Baltimore somehow woke up and found a defense, too. So there was a lot of numbers that I thought I'm not worried about. They'll be higher next week. But, of course, 22 for 45, he had 188 yards. They had a good defense. They had real good cover guys, too. So, let's give Baltimore a little bit of credit for waking up and realizing they're not supposed to be a two-win team. He had two touchdowns. Of course, he had an interception. I'm okay with those numbers. Given the way the game played out, I'm definitely okay with those numbers. Things we can work on. TJ Yeldon, of course, had 18 carries for 61 yards. He just couldn't get established either. It happens. Allen Hurns had 5 catches for 62 yards. Allen Robinson had 5 catches for 51 yards. The difference? They both had touchdowns. That helps. There's Blake's 2 touchdowns. You had Jones, who had the big sack. He had Smith led with 12 tackles. Potts had 10. What about Davin House? 8 tackles and 2 interceptions, 2 big ones. Helped set everything up. Of course, Myers, like I said, he was 1 for 1 in extra points. That's good. He's missed a couple of those. it's not easy. You guys try to line up and kick one of these. In fact, send the video to us right here. Send them to @TheImpact99 or @TeamImpactOnline on Twitter. I would love to see it. Or if you're not on Twitter, catch us on Facebook, Impact Media, or send us in stuff here. That's fine. @3endzone@gmail.com. Send them to me there. I promise you, I have hooked it to my phone. If you send something there, I will see it. I will do my best to reply. And if it's a cool video of you kicking a field goal that's not been doctored, I can already see. You know, maybe I'm not going to call anybody out, but maybe some of my tailgate friends down there can kick a field goal and send us a video of it. Just saying. But Myers was 3-for-4 on field goals. He did miss that one with about a minute to go before the fourth quarter or something like that. I remember it, and I was kind of upset about it. It was a hard kick, but I was kind of upset about it. But I thought he went 3-for-4, including the game winner. And he had a 21, he had a 45, and then he had the 53. The one he missed was a 26-yarder, which, I don't know. It is what it is. It doesn't matter. They won. Isn't that what matters? Doesn't matter. Dom from Fast and Furious. Doesn't matter if it's an inch or a mile. A win's a win. And not only are we coming off a great win, but we got a division game that's not only winnable, but it's at home. And you get new uniforms, and it's on Thursday night. These uniforms are pretty cool looking. They really gold looking here. And, you know, I'll give Tennessee credit. There's the pretty powder blue. It's kind of cool looking. Got the sword logo on it and everything like that. But these Jaguar uniforms, I think they're pretty cool. Maybe we should try to keep these for the rest of the year instead of those kind of weird looking ones we have. I like these. The thing I noticed this week, how about the confidence of this team and the camaraderie of this team? What's up, way up. There's the famous picture. I don't know if it's famous or not. I call it famous. There's the famous picture of the team coming up to Myers after he hit the big kick and threw their arm around him and everybody's grinning. It's like, hey, that's what it's about. You stand up for your teammate, whether they do something good, whether they do something bad. Well, it's not terrible if it's. If somebody does what Elmas Doomerville does, yeah, by all means, don't throw your arm around him and tell him a joke. That whole face mouth was a joke. Anyway, I love that they're supporting each other. I love that they're doing their best. You know, they're growing as a family. They're growing as a team. That's the most important part, because as they're doing that, the numbers are there. The wins are slowly filtering in. And I'm going to keep saying this till they're out of it. They're still in the division race. Absolutely. They're currently a game back. One. Except for a week one or a week two. When's the last time you could say Jacksonville was a game out of first in the division? It's been a little while. Tennessee, of course, 2-7. Got the Jaguars sitting at 3-6, technically in third place right now. Houston is at 3-5. They play in a few minutes. I have a feeling Cincinnati's going to add them a loss. They're going to be 3-6, going to be a tie for second. Of course, the Indianapolis Colts, who, from last I heard, could have Nick Saban as their coach next year. Yay. That'd be fun, though. We get to see Nick twice. But either way, even with the way the Colts are playing, the way Houston's playing, we ain't going to worry about Tennessee's hanging around. They're looking forward to another good draft pick. But Jacksonville's still in this. Absolutely still in this. And as the theme of today's show is, sometimes I apologize. I don't always work the theme into what I'm talking about. I promise you it's on my sheet. I just somehow skip over it. But second chances. First, the second chance I want to talk about, or that I mentioned before, was Myers getting a chance to win a field goal again after missing that one. I'm sure it's hard after missing. You're thinking too much about not missing than actually trying to make it. He did well. Kicked it. That's a 53-yarder. That's 159 feet he kicked that. 159 feet. That's a ton. also in second chances. It seems like every week is a second chance in a way. The Jaguars are still in this. It's another chance at the division. They got a pretty good schedule, too. I mean, we went over the schedule before. They're still in this. Absolutely. I know I keep saying that, but I believe it. I wouldn't just tell you guys that for nothing. I'm not doing it for ratings. I'm doing it because I feel it. I know you guys feel it. There's an electricity down there. There's always an electricity in Jacksonville. It's always super positive. It's a great environment. One of my favorite places I've ever been to. Hopefully I'm going to be able to make it down to a game. If Teal Street's still trying to get me to come to the 20th when the Falcons are in town, I'm doing my best, guys. I'd love to be down there then. We're going to work on that. But, you know, all the Jaguars got to do is win this Thursday. They would be a half game out. And the Colts are still falling apart. Like I said, they fired their front office. Their coach is only there because there's no reason in firing him, because the new guys that come into the office are just going to hire their coach anyway. So he hangs on until they fire him. But all the Jaguars got to do is beat Tennessee this Thursday, and they're right back. I mean, they're already in the mix now. They'd be at the top. They're right there sitting at first, breathing down the Colts' neck. There's another one. Why don't you ask the Colts if they thought the Jaguars were going to be the ones pressing them this year? Exactly. This is a different team. I heard Colin Cowherd call this offense. Yeah, he called the Jaguar offense just a couple hours earlier. Maybe it was yesterday. But either way, he called. He goes, there's something special. You got two arguable Pro Bowl receivers. You got Julius Thomas, Walters, T.J. Yeldon as the running back. Bortles has come along. Guys told me it's what, second year? I mean, how many second year quarterbacks can already be this competent and play this well? Easy answer, not many. Especially to come into a team that's in the process of rebuilding. You don't know your pieces, you gotta learn them. Sometimes it's a revolving door of pieces. But it is what it is. Like I said, all we got to do is win this game against Tennessee. Is it winnable? Absolutely. And it's on a national stage. Show the rest of the NFL the Jaguars are coming. All you got to do is, you know, it's like in poker. A chip and a chair is all you need to be in the tournament and to have a chance to win. Right now, they got a stack of chips and a chair. Sometimes you don't even need a chair. They got a stack of chips right now, and they're ready to play. We're not going all in yet. Well, all in as far as the effort, but we're not pushing all the chips into the table. We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep grinding this out. I want the Colts to, you know, not win this division. I'd love the Jaguars to win it. Make it into the playoffs. I think earlier, if the playoffs ended today, we'll get that. We'll get that pulled up. If they ended today, it's just such a crazy cluster. It's really crazy. See if I can get that stat up. Ah, here we go. Currently, in the AFC, obviously the Patriots would be number one. If the Bengals win in second, they'd be they're number two currently. Your three seed is the Denver Broncos, but we don't have Peyton Manning probably for the next 4 to 6 weeks. The Brock Osweiler show. Yay, right? I'm not worried about it, not my team. And, of course, you get into the Colts would be the 4 seed currently. The way it is shaping out, the Colts would play the Buffalo Bills, who have the tiebreaker over the Jets, and the Pittsburgh Steelers would be against the Denver Broncos. Which means if the Jaguars were to take this division, then the Jaguars would play the Buffalo Bills. Yep, remember that team we embarrassed in London? Went all the way over there just to get smashed. Yep, get to play them again. We can beat them. We already have. You see what I mean? This thing is absolutely in grasp. Absolutely. But that brings me to the Tennessee and Jacksonville matchup. Of course, you have to watch out for Marcus Mariota. They have, what's his name, Anthony Anderson, or not real sure. I forgot his, I apologize, I cannot remember his name. But anyway, whether Mariota plays or Mettenberger, Mariota, you want to keep in the pocket. You know, he's a good pocket passer. You kind of want to pressure him, though. You want to really get after him early. Makes him second guess everything. With Mettenberger, you kind of want to push him out of the pocket. Great. He loves to stand up in the pocket and make passes. The Tennessee defense has not been amazing. In fact, their secondary is having some injury issues. Be a great time to really light it up. And I think our run defense can stifle any kind of run they do, and whether it's Mariota or Mettenberger, I don't know that they have the weapons to really try to compete. So that moves me to the three keys. I'll give you my three keys, and we're going to get out of here. I'm going to let you guys watch some Monday Night Football or go back and listen to some old podcasts of us. We're good with either. But our three keys to victory. Number one, I just mentioned it. We're going to air the ball out because this secondary for Tennessee is not going to be able to contain Agent 88 and A-Rob as Bortles Combat unleashes and finishes them off. Number two, I want to win the special teams battle. Of course, that means Myers, I need you. Hey, 3-for-4 with the game winner? Good with that. 1-for-1, you're 100%. Or 1,000, batting 1,000 for extra points. Go with that. We have confidence in you. We believe in you, Myers. And then number three, I want to pressure whoever the quarterback is. I want to force them to throw before they're ready. Force them to throw before they're ready. At all times. Make them think so fast that their head spins. So remember, number three, we're going to force them to throw before they're ready because we're going to pressure them and hit them early. We're going to win the special teams battle because we're not going to allow anybody to return a kick more than 15 yards. That's punt or kickoff. And we're also going to have Myers kick off or anger or pin them deep. We're going to have Myers hit all of his field goals and extra points. Remember, we believe in you. And then we're going to let Bortles Combat unleash absolute mayhem in the form of A-Rob, A-Hearns, and, of course, Yeldon. So, I think it's pretty cut and dry. I think it's pretty simple. I think we're going to get our fourth win of the year. We're going to be right there in the Colts' kitchen, and they're not going to like it. But not up to me what they like and what they don't like. It's just the reality they're going to be facing. As far as second chances, there are numerous chances. You can listen to this podcast or even more. Of course, you can find us in the iTunes store. You can find us on Twitter, working on YouTube. We might try to do that. If you guys really want YouTube, we can do that. But, of course, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, we are presented by Impact Media, as I said. Shout out to those guys once more. This is the Jaguar Zone. We'll see you guys next week. Go Jaguars!